Peter, a disappointing conclusion.
Yeah, very much so. But in hindsight, we probably shouldn't even have started the game. We didn't realise the amount of water that was lying on the pitch, to be quite honest. I think, as I say, hindsight's a great thing now, but we probably shouldn't have started. But didn't do the pitch any favours either. So I think that's why we sort of, the decision was made at half time yesterday.
Yeah, once the game got going, you could see that it was going to be difficult.
Yeah, exactly. And even midway through the first half, I approached Ollie even about possibly pulling it up the end, you know, because it was madness, just to be quite honest. And you were fearful that someone was going to get hurt, you know, and because just the nature of even the ball sticking so often, and it was dangerous, if anything, you know. So it was, I think, the right decision was made.
But up until today, Peter, your pre-season has gone quite well.
Yeah, it's gone fairly well, like, you know, so we're not going to sort of dwell on this. It's just disappointing that we didn't really get a proper game as such, you know, but we rested a few players too with Friday in mind, but give some more boys who needed minutes. We'd have liked some of them to get 90 minutes prior to Friday too, but it wasn't to be. But no, it's gone quite well, so no, we're looking forward to Friday now.
Yeah, and I mean, from what you're saying, you probably would be starting a different starting 11 on Friday night than what you have out there today.
Yep, we probably will be. There will be certainly changes, but as I say, we're trying to get a balance all over the course of pre-season in terms of the various players getting some amount of minutes, and some were behind in terms of others. Even the lads that came in there, Shannon Clugas and Anthony Eldin, probably both could have done with another 90 minutes, and there's one or two others too. Barry McNamee hasn't played much pre-season. Dean Jarvis, similarly. So again, it was important they get minutes on the board, but it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's been a lot of comings and goings at the Brandywell in pre-season, Peter. I mean, are you happy where you're at this stage now, with just less than a week to go to the start of the season?
Well, happier now than I was probably a few weeks ago. But as you say, it's been a sort of topsy-turvy off-season. But no, it's been well documented. We had to cut our cloth accordingly. But I'm happy with the squad we have at the moment. They're a good group, good honest group. Very young. If anything, we just probably lack that wee bit of experience. But they're young boys and they're keen to impress. And up until the day, they've been exceptional. Although, to be fair, I'll just take the Weller just sort of ruined it as a contest at all.
Yeah, and you mentioned Clucas and Elding, the two of your new faces. They look to have a bit of presence about them. They look to be big and strong in there, and they'll be a help.
No, they will. They'll add. We lost valuable experience in the likes of Barry Malloy and Danny Venti, both sort of that defensive midfielder. And we didn't have that in any other midfielders we had at the club at the moment. So it was an important area we needed to get someone on. And Shannon brings that. And again, Anthony adds something different to the front line that we didn't have. Young Killian and Ryan Kerner, very much technical, very good players, good legs and that. Whereas Anthony gives that wee bit of a physical presence too up front. So it just gives us a wee different dimension.
Yeah, and hopes for the season then, Peter. I mean, realistically, where do you see yourselves challenging this year? I mean,
this year is just all about we're looking for a better consistency in the level of performance, particularly in the league campaign. We hope to do well in the cups, obviously, but more so because it's such a young squad, we're looking for that level of consistency in our league campaign, and we'll certainly be competitive, and we'll give the perceived favourites certainly a good go at it.